And you're listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. The U of I Board of Trustees met yesterday in Rockford. AM 580's Dave Dickey joins us now to talk with U of I spokesman Tom Hardy about what transpired. Dave.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning, Mr. Hardy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Let's begin by asking, why was the meeting in Rockford?
Every 3 years or so, the Board of Trustees like to get out to some of the other facilities that the university has around the state. As you know, there are medical campuses that are branches of our medical school out in Rockford and Peoria. And so this was an occasion to go have a meeting out in Rockford and for the trustees to meet with local leaders out there and just basically show the flag out in an area where we have an important facility.
There was a lot on Thursday's agenda, including a resolution giving the board more direct control over the budget. It seems as though the board is becoming more concerned with day-to-day operations. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, I think the board, as a board of trustees with oversight of the university, has always had some active concern with operations. But I think that in the current environment with, a lot of discussion about accountability by governing boards, both in the private and the public sector, and given the state of the economy and this state's fiscal condition, there has been closer attention to that.
The board also voted on giving the comptroller oversight on travel and expenses of the board after media reports showed thousands of dollars spent on chartered flights and on the number of staff traveling to board meetings. What happened with that vote?
That vote, did the provisions on line item accountability and the review of the administrative consolidation, those all passed unanimously. And again, this is a recognition by the board that sometimes well-intentioned practices can become bad habits, and they took action to put themselves in the same situation as every other university employee and every other state employee when it comes to travel reimbursement.
Did trustees comment directly on that resolution?
There was a little discussion of it. I think everybody, knew what the intent was, and that measure, as well as the ones on line item accountability and the review of the administrative streamlining, were going to be measures that were going to be positive.
Did the board direct the president to conduct an administrative review?
That's the other thing that I was referring to, is one of the three resolutions that the board acted on in this kind of an accountability environment was to have the university president and the administration take a close look, closer than has been done for a while, at how we can consolidate and simplify and streamline administrative operations throughout the university. It's something that goes on fairly routinely, but again, in this current environment where every dollar is a valuable resource, we want to make sure that we're maximizing all of our economies of scale.
The board also considered sale of Allerton Park farmland. That sale was vigorously opposed by farmers who believed conversion to prairie land will cost the community hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost revenue. What tipped the vote in favor of the sale?
Well, I think that the president and board members heard both sides of that argument, and I think that the belief is that in the long run, this is going to benefit the university and the community and the state. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to take a third of that Allerton farmland property that's out there and restore it to natural prairie and savanna lands for recreation and for research. And they left the most valuable part of the property in farm production. And I think what we're going to have here is about 1,500 acres that can be restored to natural prairie, used for recreational purposes, and will help diversify the university's portfolio for taking care of that the Allerton Center out there and the properties out there.
It's my understanding that the sale still needs approval of the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court. Is that so?
Yes, it's a little bit of an unusual bequest in that it requires the approval of the University Board of Trustees, the approval of the University Alumni Association, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So the Board of Trustees took its action yesterday. The Alumni Association has indicated that it will support the transaction, and then it would require the approval of Chief Justice Marion McMorrow.
Will you be meeting with her soon?
I don't know what the plans are in that regard. I presume that somebody within the university will meet with her.
What did President Stuckel tell the board about possible budget cuts for this fiscal year?
Well, he told them that it's not a pretty picture, and if you lay out the various scenarios that the governor's office has asked for, we're talking about a 4.25% or an 8% cut within this current fiscal year when there's only about 3 months left in the year. And so, you know, either scenario is going to have pretty severe impacts on the university.
How likely will we see a cut of 8% as opposed to what the university has already recommended?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, that's really up to the governor and the Bureau of the Budget, I suppose, as to, you know, how much they want to take back from the universities. This university and other public universities have faced cuts. They faced cuts, rescissions in the fiscal year 02 budget, a reduction in the fiscal 03 budget from the previous year, basically cuts that have totaled up about $130 million over the last 2 years. So, you know, going further, cutting further to the bone is going to result in reduction in staff, and we believe is going to have a pretty serious impact on the quality of the academic offering.
The board also voted on design changes of the East Campus Commercial Center at its Champaign-Urbana campus. What's going up south of Cranor Center?
It's going to be a pretty interesting mixed-use facility there. We're going to have a underground parking garage, a ground-level commercial space, and then three stories of residential apartments. And, you know, looking at the design, it's a pretty good-looking package aesthetically, and I think probably financially, and I think it'll have a real positive impact on that neighborhood.
Mr. Hardy, thank you for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
Tom Hardy is a spokesperson for the University of Illinois. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.